Socialist Kashmasa want narrowly losing Seattle recall. By Paul Bois on December 9, 2021. Kashmasa want, the openly socialist Seattle City Council member, is narrowly losing the recall election seeking to oust her. As of Wednesday night, the yes votes to recall Kashmasa want led the no votes by just 246 ballots, 50.3% in favor versus 49.7% opposed. According to Crosscut, the yes margin dropped from a 2,000-vote lead from Tuesday night. A little more than 39,000 votes have been counted, with about 1,200 votes left to count, reported Crosscut. High voter turnout in a December local election has made the vote tally more difficult than usual. Political science professor Mark Allen Smith of the University of Washington told Fox 13 that Sawant's status as a polarizing figure had fueled the turnout beyond normal levels. Despite the close election, Sawant expressed optimism she would prevail, noting past vote counts have come in her favor after an early loss. In September 2019, for instance, Sawant challenger Egan Orion led by 8 percentage points on election night, only to lose decisively in later returns. While we cannot be sure of the final results, if past trends hold, it appears that working people may have prevailed in this fight, she said on election night. Henry Bridger II, campaign manager and chair of the Recall Sawant campaign, expressed the same optimism, arguing that Sawant would not be able to overcome the margin. "I'm not worried about that. We have over 45% of the vote this early and I don't think she'll be able to overcome that," Bridger said. Sawant has championed a number of far-left causes in the city, from $15 minimum wage to defund the police to rent control. During the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, episode of 2020, Sawant said the area should be permanently in community control. "Our movement needs to urgently ensure East Precinct is not handed back to police, but is turned over permanently into community control," she tweeted. "My office is bringing legislation to convert East Precinct into a community center for restorative justice." Sawant was first elected in 2013, ousting longtime councilmember Richard Conlon, when all council seats were elected citywide, reported Crosscut. In 2015, the city switched to district-based elections, and Sawant defeated former Urban League CEO Pamela Banks to retain her seat. In 2019, Sawant defeated Orion, producer of Seattle's Pride Fest, whose campaign had received support and money from Amazon, it continued. Should Sawant be recalled, it will mark a dramatic shift in the left-leaning city of Seattle, which started with the recent election of Law and Order Republican Ann Davison as city attorney.